This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's the coach, Jeremy Colliton, who joins us now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Steve. I'm doing well, thanks.
You know, I said something the other day, Coach. I think you'll agree with this. Even when it doesn't go our way, I feel like the team is losing better. There's quality losses. And I know you don't ever want to lose. I don't ever want you guys to lose. But quality losses are a consistency with a team that good teams have.
Yeah, I mean, not sure I'd put it like that, but I do agree with your premise. I think we play hard, you know, for the most part. We compete. We play to the end, and, you know, we've come from behind a lot. I think that shows the character we have in our group, and I think long-term, that's a positive, too, just that mentality that we're going to play every night.
You sense anything different when you guys are dressing for the games? I mean, is there a different vibe in those last 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, I think we feel more comfortable with how we want to play and that we can compete every night. We've had a really tough schedule as far as, first of all, the amount of games, the volume of games, but the quality of opponent has been excellent for a long time, and we've been right in there. We've got our share of points, and certainly we want more. We're not satisfied, but we've been tested here, and with that comes some confidence that we found a way through it.
Jeremy, with that in mind, and I know it's one of 82, and you still have basically half a season to go, but is it possible you'll look back on that game Sunday night in Pittsburgh against the team playing as well as anybody in the National Hockey League, and obviously with a great tradition and a great superstar there, and you get down early and come back and take control of that game the way you did, that you might look back on that as kind of a watershed moment for your season and for this team?
Well, it could be. So it's another brick in the wall as far as what we're trying to build. I think when you lose the next night, it loses its, it's not as exciting.
But Jeremy, it was a quality loss.
Yeah. But we have shown we can win on the road against really good teams, and that's looking forward. You know, there's no game that we feel like we can't get, and that's we know we got to make up a lot of points, so that's going to be necessary here.
So we can all agree on one basic premise here, and that's that the Nashville Predators are terrible people. They hate puppies and rainbows, and they're just bad human beings in yellow sweaters. But that doesn't determine how they play hockey. We would like them to lose and lose in a big way. Can we get that done?
We're sure going to try. I think last time they were in here, we played quite well. That was kind of at the beginning of this little stretch where we've been able to have some success. They're a little healthier now, and they got an excellent team, so it's a great chance for us to rise to the occasion.
Coach, here we are in January 2019. The hockey season is a long one. This is really the middle, the grind. This is what you need to start thinking about, how you keep your players fresh and keep their minds engaged, not just their bodies, but their minds. How do you do that as a coach? How do you make sure as you get into a long season like the hockey regular season to keep your team sharp?
Yeah, I think from our perspective, the schedule gets a little lighter here for January especially, and so that's kind of nice. I think that'll help. We can give them some extra days off and practice a little more than we have, and we do have the All-Star break. It's an extended break for us. We're kind of 2 weeks away from having a bunch of days off in a row, so I think they can see that ahead, and we just got to grind for, you know, however many games left it is. I think it's 6, 7.
Right.
But I think that will help us.
The goalie situation. How are you picking between Dealey and Ward? Is it based on Ward first and then rest, or is it a different formula?
No, I think Dealey has done an excellent job of,
sure,
of showing he can help us win. So we believe in both of them. We think they both give us a chance to win every night. We got a young goaltender in Delia who's played really well. We want to continue to put them in a position to perform at a high level, and that means we got to manage how many games he gets and the rest in between, so he's sharp every night. We don't want to overplay him, and then his habits and details slip, and then, you know, it can eat away at his game. We want him to continue playing the way he is, so I would say that's sort of what we weigh when we decide who's going to start.
You've got Yoki Haru back now from the World Juniors, and he obviously comes back with a gold medal for you. How valuable is that experience for a young guy like that?
Yeah, it went about as well as we could have hoped when we made the decision to send him there. It's a great tournament. It's a lot of pressure. You play for your country, and all the best players of your age group are there, and he had a huge role and then winning a gold medal. So it can't help but give him a lift and some confidence to his game. And as you said earlier, it's a long season. And, you know, this kind of gave him a little bit of a break. There wasn't any travel. There's a lot of games, and it's high pressure, but he's the top guy, if not the top guy. And so I think it could give him a little refresher, and he comes back with some energy, and hopefully he can contribute even more to us.
For guys on your team that have won three Stanley Cups and a lot of their own trophies, are they impressed by that, or is it like, hey, come back to me when you've done something bigger?
No, I think almost everyone recognizes what a big tournament it is and what an accomplishment it is. Many of our guys will have gone through that tournament themselves, so he comes back with little bragging rights, especially over us Canadians and Americans, and we got some Swedes here too, so I'm sure he'll be using that.
How's his English? I mean, can we understand that he's bragging?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, just checking. We have big news out of the Blackhawks organization that's not on the ice, it's off the ice, but Blackhawks executive Pete Hassan and his lovely wife had a little baby boy, Clayton James Hassan, yesterday. Mom and baby are doing great. 8 pounds, 7 ounces, 21 inches long. Dad is super tall. Now, you're a very tall guy. Where would you put Clayton James if he had to skate for you in the next couple of days?
I think he can never have enough defensemen. So
tall defenseman.
Yeah, right-handed.
He already knows he's right-handed. I like it.
We're going to make him right-handed. That's the one way to go. How are your kids, by the way, Coach?
They're good. They're really good. They're skating, too. So I actually got to, first time since we've been in Chicago, I got to watch practice. So that was good.
That's nice. That's nice. And I hope the guys on the team are scared that you're bringing up these youngsters, including a one-day-old.
I hope that Ben is still grilling his dad when he comes home.
Dad!
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, judging your line changes and the like.
Yeah, you've got a lot of opinions.
Preds are next. As you said, need a lot of points fast. So hopefully we'll get on a roll here. And the goaltending has been nothing short of great to spectacular. So, Coach, good luck. Let's get it.
Thanks a lot. Have a great morning, guys.
Thanks, C-Mike.
Thank you.
That's Coach Jeremy Colleton.